We're on the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, "Ha'yikshuva b'sam b'sikra b'kumus b'kankontom al aniyar v'la diftra lo yotza." That if it was written with any one of these dyes or paints, it's not ink, and it was written on paper, and the diftra, we'll see what diftra is, then it's not kosher until you write it on a sefer, which means cloth, and with ink. So then the Gemara says, Sam Sama. Sam is some kind of green dye, Rashi says. Zarnich Baloshin Kodesh, or Pamnito Balaz. Tosus argues and says that it's not Armint, whatever that is, some kind of green dye, but it's some other kind of dye. Vitriola.
Arsenic.
What? Okay, it's a machlokas Rashi and Tosas, so Kim, which I don't know who that's going for.
It says Rashi.
Rashi says arsenic, okay. Sikra, Omarava Varchana, Sikarta, is a red paint. The Gemara says he used to paint the Bechoros with that paint to show which one was the Bechor, which the Meiser Behema, which was the tenth. So they put a piece of, what's it called, a swatch of paint on the animal. That was sikarta. It's a red paint. Kumos koma. Rashi, koma, sraf ilan. It's a sap from a tree. Kankantom, charta de ushpechi. Charta de ushpechi, Rashi says, sam shetsovim bom nalayim shori. It's a black dye. Also, all these things are not considered dyo, and the reason is that they can't be erased. It's impossible to erase them. And dyo has to be something that conceivably could be erased. Diftera, so now those are the writing, the things you write with. What do you write on? So it has to be on cloth, not diftera. Demaliach v'kamiach v'lo ofitz. Diftera is where you take the hide and you salt it, right? You soak it, you put it in a salt solution, and the kamiach in water, but there's no afitz. Afitz means you didn't put in gall nuts. Mu'ubid bath. Bathsim shakarim galls. You didn't put it with gall nuts. And so mashmalot, what's it called, that's niyar is mochka. Niyar is, Rashi says, mochka. Minasov is papyrus. It's a paper made out of grasses. Also, and it's put together with glue. That's how you make papyrus. So it has to be on cloth. Tosus points out that there's all different kinds of what's called cloth, duchsustus, and it's not for here. We'll get to Menachos, so we'll see what the different kinds of... They took this skin, the hide of the animal, and they divided it. And the top layer, there was a part towards the hair. Then there was the bottom of the top layer. Then there was the top of the bottom layer and the bottom of the bottom layer. And each one had a different din, and each one could be used for something else. Right, one was called cloth, one was called duxustus, and one was called diftera. Okay. And what exactly, how we make our cloth, or whatever, and which part of the hide it is a machlokas rishonim. Okay, let's go on. Ad shetei ksuba ashuris, it has to be written in ashuris, d'chsiv kichsovim v'chizmanim. Right, it had to be the way that Jews normally write in the characters that normally write is Ksav Ashuri. And we said that that could be only if you're writing it in Hebrew. But if you're reading the Megillah to people who understand a different language, then you write it in the characters of that language, according to some Rishonim. And according to some Rishonim, you still have to write it in the characters of Ashuri, except you transliterate it using the characters of Ashuri. Ala sefer ubidyo minolam. How do you know it has to be written on cloth? Asik and dyo. Ksiva, Ksiva, Ksiv Hacha, Vatichtov Esther Hamalka, Uksiv Hassan, Vayomer Lohem Baruch, Mipiv, Yikore, Yikro, Eli, Eskol Advorim Ha'elev, Ani Kosev, Ala Sefer B'dyo. Says by Baruch Ben Neria, who wrote the Nevi'as, Nevu'as of Yirmiyahu, that he wrote them Ala Sefer and B'dyo. And there it also says Va'ani Kosev, and it says by Esther, Vatichtov Esther. So we learn, even though it's only Divrei Kabbalah, it's not a real Gzeres Shavah, we learn from there that the halacha is when they made the halacha of Megillah, they made it to fit parameters that had to be written on a sefer, which is cloth, and had to be written with dio. Okay, go on. Ben ir shehalach lekrach. There's a shaila in the achron in what this mishnah is doing here. This mishnah has to do with when you read the Megillah. Somebody who lives in a city and he went to a walled city. Or vice versa. He's in a walled city and he went to a regular city. So those are the halachas of when you read the Megillah. That should have been in the first perek. First perek, we had all the halachas of Kfarim when they read and when a Krach reads and what if it falls on Shabbos. Not here in this perek, we're dealing with how you write the Megillah. The writing of the Megillah, not the reading of the Megillah. So why, not the times of reading the Megillah, but how you read the Megillah and how you have to write the Megillah. So Rechor, it doesn't fit here. So there are different shittas in the Achronim why this Mishnah is here. Okay. Ben Ir Shaholach Lekrach, Uben Krach Shaholach Leir. We'll see when they went. So you have a person from an unwalled city who should read on the 14th, but he went to a Krach on the 14th. Or vice versa. You have somebody who's supposed to read on the 15th, and he was in a regular city on the 14th. So in that Asid Lachzolim Komo, if he's going to return to his regular place, we'll see when Koreikim Komo. Then he reads like his regular place. Vim Lav Korei Mohem. And if he's not going back to his regular place, well, again, the Gemara will discuss when that is, then he reads together with the place where he is, temporarily. Umehechen Korei Odomis HaMegillah. What is the minimum to read of the whole Megillah to be Yotze? So Remeir Omer Kula. Remeir says you have to read it from the beginning to the end. If you didn't read from the first word to the last word, you're not Yotze. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Miish Yehudi. Rabbi Yehuda says that you can read from Ish Yehudi. If you only heard the Megillah from Ish Yehudi till the end, you're Yotze. Rabbi Yossi Omer Miachar Hadvarim Ha'ela. Rabbi Yossi says from the third parak, which has to do with Haman, if you read from the third parak on, you're Yotze. And Lechora, everybody holds that Lechatchila, you have to read from the beginning. Shaila is, if you didn't read, or you didn't hear from the beginning, you only heard from Ish Yehudi, or you only heard from Achar Advarim Ha'ela, are you Yotze or not? Rashi, Ben Ir, Shizmanu Bi'arbosa, person who lives in a regular, unwalled city, who's supposed to read on the 14th. Shehalach Lekrach, Shizmanu B'chamishasar, and he went to a Krach, where it's a walled city, who's supposed to read on the 15th. Moshed Lachzor Mefarshim. We're going to explain when he went and when he's supposed to come back. Korei Kimkomo, Kechovas Mekomo. So if he's intending to go back, then he reads the day that he's the normal place where he lives reads. Ben Ir Barbos or Ben Krach Lechamishos. Gemara. Omar Rava. Lo Shonu Elishaosid Lachzor Belele Yudalit. The case is like this. He lives in a walled city, so he's supposed to read on the 15th. He happened to be in a unwalled city, in a walled city on the 14th. Okay, person from Yerushalayim and Matit Yahu. Somebody who lives in Yerushalayim was in Matit Yahu the night of Purim night. He came for the Purim spiel here. So he was here that 14th the night. Does he have to read Megillah that night or not? So if he intends to go back at night, Purim night, and not stay in Matit Yahu till the morning, so then he doesn't have to read the Megillah on the 14th, even though he was here on the 14th. But since he plans to go back to Yerushalayim before the morning of the 14th, then there wasn't chal on him the chiyuv of Purim the 14th. Aval ein osid lazer b'leili arbasah. He doesn't plan to go back the night of the 14th. He plans to stay in Matit Yahu till daybreak of the 14th, Korei Mohen. Then,
it's chal on him the halachas of Purim in Matit Yohu, even though he lives in Yerushalayim, since he was in Matit Yohu when the morning of Purim came in. The Ikar Kriyas HaMegillah is the morning of Purim. The Ikar is Biyom, right? Yohayomim Ha'Eila Niskarim V'Nasim. The Ikar Kriyas HaMegillah is the daytime Kriya. The nighttime Kriya was only an extra added thing. So even if you were in Matit Yohu for the nighttime Kriya, that does not be mechayiv you to keep Purim like Matit Yohu. But if you were there when the daytime Kriya was chal, by Alos HaShachar, then you have to keep Purim like Matit Yohu, since you're there when the chiyuv of Megillah was chal. Some Achronim, the Chazon Ish, and others hold, it doesn't depend where you are actually at daybreak, but it depends on where you intended to be at daybreak, even if later on something happened and you weren't able to be there. Now, if you intended to go back to Yerushalayim, you're in Matit Yohu Purim night, then you intended to go back, and then you missed your ride, and you couldn't go back. So even if though you're in Matit Yohu at daybreak, that doesn't count. Because since you intended to go back, you're potter from Megillah on the 14th. And others hold it depends where you actually are. Right? If you actually are in Matit Yohu at daybreak, that's the Ikar. Right? Not where you intended to be or whatever. And it works both ways. So there's another machlokas, where it depends on where you intended to be or where you actually were. Okay. Omar Rava, Menoa Menolo, how do I know that if you are in a place which is not your regular reading, but you're there for that day, that you have to read according with them? Dechsiv al kena Yehudim haprozim hayoshvim be'orei haprozos. Pasuk says, therefore, the Jews who live in unwalled cities, it's a redundant. Michtik, siv ha-Yehudim ha-prozim. Lomali le-michtav ha-yoshvim bi-ovri ha-prozos. Ha-kamash b'lon de-porus ben-yom ha-nikra-porus. That even if he's not from the Yehudim ha-prozim, he's not from the regular people who live in unwalled cities, but he happens now to be in a city that's unwalled, he also has the same din. So a porus ben-yomo, right, a parus for one day is considered a parus. Even if he is only there for the day of Purim, he has a halacha of a parus. Ashkechon parus. So I see that case where a person from Yerushalayim is in Matit Yohu for the 14th. Where do you see the opposite case? Mukaf, right? The person in Yerushalayim is in Matit Yohu. How do you know the opposite? A person in Matit Yohu is in Yerushalayim for one day? Mukaf minolan. Svarahu, midaparus ben yom makaru parus, mukav ben yom makari mukav. Works both ways. Just like a person who lives in an unwalled city, if he's in a walled city, a person who lives in a walled city, if he's in an unwalled city, has the halacha of the unwalled city, so too, a person who lives in a unwalled city and he's in a walled city has a din of a walled city for one day. They work both ways. The Shiloh is another Shiloh here, that there's a machlokas. Where does he read? Person, what's it called, is in Yerushalayim. He's, person lives in Yerushalayim. And he's in Matit Yohu for Purim night, and he stays over till daybreak. And then he goes back to Yerushalayim in the daytime. So what does he have to do? Does he read Megillah in Yerushalayim on the 14th? Since he was Chayiv, what's it called, to read Megillah now on the 14th, since he was in an unwalled city on the 14th, he was in Matit Yohu the daybreak of the 14th, is the chiyuv of Megillah was chalad, and all the dinim of Purim also. So now, l'chora, he should have to stay in Matit Yohu and hear Megillah, or read Megillah. But he can't go back to Yerushalayim, nobody's reading Megillah. So some hold that's an echadam. He has to stay in Matit Yohu and read Megillah, Matit Yohu. Can't go back before he hears Megillah. Before he gives Shalach Mamas, whatever, before he has a Suda. And others hold, no, he can go back to Yerushalayim. The Chiyuv is on him. Right? Even though the place where he is now, there's no Chiyuv of Megillah, but he brings his Chiyuv with him and he reads in Yerushalayim. And then there's another Machlokas. So can somebody from Yerushalayim read from him, for him, or does that read for himself? Since nobody in Yerushalayim is Chayiv Megillah on the 14th, right? Can they read for somebody who's chayiv on the 14th, but they're not chayiv on the 14th. So many Rishonim hold, no. If you're not chayiv in something, you can't be mochi somebody else. And others hold no. The 14th, the 15th is one big chiyuv. Even though I can't be yotze my chiyuv today, but it's a chiyuv of Megillah. Except for me, it's not till the tomorrow. For you, it's today. But it's the same chiyuv. So you can't say I'm not mechuyuv in Megillah. I am, just not today. So I could be motziyuv. I'm called a bar chiyuv. That's another machlokas. Okay, for Omar Rava. Okay, so that's the din of Pruz Ben Yomo and a Mukaf Ben Yomo. It's another Shaila. If you already were Yotze Megillah on the 14th, and then you went to Yerushalayim, right? So first of all, this halacha of Mukaf, that's another Shaila. The Shaila is like this. Mukaf Ben Yomo. When is it chal to know if you're, what's it called, if you're chayv on the 15th or not? Okay? I'll give you an example. Person from Matityahu is in Yerushalayim the night of the 14th, and he stays over till daybreak of the 14th. So he's not in his place on the 14th. Is that called Mukaf Ben Yomo? So now, basically, he was in Yerushalayim on the 14th, and therefore he wasn't chayiv for the 14th, and he became chayiv for the 15th. And then if he goes back to Matityahu on the 15th, he has to read in Matityahu according to those opinions that you read in the other place. Which, by the way, there's another Shaila. How could you read Megillah in Yerushalayim on the 14th? It's Los Iskodism. You can't have in one place two different minhagim. Some people read in Megillah, some people not. The answer is very poshut. Los Iskodism is only where there's a halacha that some people hold you have to do it this way, and some people hold you have to do it this way. Then you can't do in the same place both ways, because it's a kind of contradiction. But here, everybody holds that if you'd be in Matityahu, you have to read on the 14th. That somebody from Yerushalayim has to read on the 15th. So it's not a question of this one holds the sauce, this one. Everybody holds that if you're this, if these parameters apply to you, you're chayiv. If it doesn't apply to you, you're potter. So it's just a matter of qualification where everybody agrees that what the halacha is, it's not a machlokas in halacha. It's a question of what the qualifications are. That's not called Los Iskodos. In any case, so somebody was in, lives in Matityahu, he was in Yerushalayim on the 14th at daybreak. Does that mechayiv him now for the 15th? Or no, it's the 15th of daybreak that's mechayiv for him. If he was in Yerushalayim on the 14th, is irrelevant. He's still chayiv because of his day. But if he goes to Yerushalayim the night of the 15th and stays there till the daytime, then he becomes chayiv in Megillah. And therefore it could be that, what's it called, that he was already Yotze Megillah in Matityahu on the 14th, right? And now he went on the 15th and became chayiv again. So it's possible, according to this, he should be chayiv twice in Megillah. Once on the 14th and then again on the 15th. It's also chayiv, they should be chayiv never. A person who was in from Yerushalayim, was from Matityahu, when he was in Yerushalayim on the 14th, is now chayiv to be on the 15th. And now if on the 15th, he goes back to Yerushalayim, back to, back to Yerushalayim on the 15th, he goes, stays in Matityahu, it could be that he's now not chayiv bichlal, because he's on the 15th in another place. So... Right. Okay. All of these are shilas. It's not a simple thing, but all of these things are shilas in this Gemara. Okay. V'omar Rava. Now a new case. Ben Kfar. Ben Kfar is allowed to read early. He really should read on the 14th, just like Ben Ir. But the Rabbanan allowed him to read early. Right. So he's reading now on the 13th. He's a Ben Kfar. So if he would be in his Kfar, he would read on the 13th. Shaholach le'ir. He now went to a regular city. Bein kach uvein kach korim lahem. My time, hi kivnei ha'ir boy lemikre. V'rabonin hu dakilu ala kforim kdei shiyisbeku mayim umozun lachem shem bekrochim. Honi mile ki isei beduchte. Havo ki isei be'ir kivnei ir boy lemikre. That's a call that a ben kfar doesn't fit into this. There's no such thing as a ben kfar who's a ben kfar yoma or whatever. If you have a person who's supposed to read on the 13th, but on the 13th, he's in a regular city, okay? If he had been in his kfar, he could have read on the 13th. And they were makel to read on the 13th. But really, the chiyuv of him is on the 14th. So if he happens to be in the regular city on the 14th, or on the 13th, he's out of his city, then he reads like a regular city. Because here, really his chiyuv is the 14th. Except the Rabbanim were mekel, he could read on the 13th. So if he's not in his kvar on the 13th, he reads on the 14th. Doesn't have the same halacha as a Pruz ben Yomo or a Mukaf ben Yomo, because really his chiyuv is the 14th. Except there was an extra kula to read earlier. That kula goes away if he happens to be in the city when everybody's reading. Rashi. See all the Rashis here. Lo shanu de ben krach sheholach le'ir v'osid lachzul and komo kori b'chamish osar v'lo bar bosar. This halacha that a ben krach who went to the city, who's intending to come back, a person who lives in Yerushalayim, who's in Matit Yahu, and intends to go back to Yerushalayim, right? Elo she'osid lachzul b'leil ar bosar. It's only talking where he intends to go back on the 14th in the night. Im kodim amud ha'shachar yotzim le'ir. He has to leave the city, he has to leave Matit Yahu before daybreak of the 14th. Hu diktani sheino tzorech likros imohem b'leil yudad. That's when he doesn't have to read on the 14th at all. Afa pisho deno shom, even though he's there. But he doesn't become the chiyuv of Matit Yahu, it's not chalani. Hoel b'yom lo yesham, ein ze afilu pruz ben yomo. You have to be there at least a portion of the day to be considered pruz ben yomo, because the Iker Megillah reading is the daytime. But if he doesn't plan to leave at night, he plans to sleep over in Matit Yahu the night of Purim, and not leave till after daybreak on the 14th, to hashtavi pruz lo sayom. Now he's called a pruz ben yomo. He is a Matit Yahu person for the day. Even though he's going back to Yerushalayim on the 14th, before his Purim of the 15th, he has to read on the 14th. The Kori Mohen, Bein Balel Yudalit, Bein Biyudalit. He has to read the Megillah at night and in the daytime. The Huadin, and therefore, if he only went in the daytime, but at Alos HaShachar he was in Yerushalayim, and he went to spend Purim day in Matit Yahu, he went to somebody's Suda, he for sure is not chayiv in anything. He had to be there at night and remain there till daybreak. That's when he's chayiv. V'hu adin leben ir sheholach lekrach. Same thing be with the opposite case. That a person from Matit Yahu went to Yerushalayim. Im osid lachzor b'leil tesvav, if he intends to go back the night of the 15th, right, then he's not chayiv like Yerushalayim. Shelo yesham b'yom tesvav, he's not going to be there in the daytime of the 15th, then lo havi mukav liyomo, then he doesn't have to read like Yerushalayim. The Kori B'Yudalit, Kechovas Mekom, Wa'afa Pishu B'Krach. And he reads on the 14th, even if he's in Yerushalayim, Rashi says. He's in Yerushalayim on the 14th. He has to read in Yerushalayim if he intends to go back to what's it called, to Matit Yahu, before the, what's it called, the daybreak of the 15th. Avo Einos in Lazar B'Leil Tesvav. But if he doesn't intend to go back the night of the 15th, he only plans to go back in the daytime of the 15th. So he's in Yerushalayim for the 14th, and he doesn't plan to go back to Matit Yahu till after the daybreak of the 15th. Then he doesn't have the din of Matit Yahu anymore. He has a din of what's it called Yerushalayim, since he plans to be in Yerushalayim the daybreak of the 15th. So he doesn't have to read on the 14th at all, and he reads only on the 15th. Even though he plans to go back to Matit Yahu at some point, but then he's only temporary in Yerushalayim, a temporary Yerushalayim person as a din of a person of Yerushalayim. Minole. So Rashi learns that he doesn't have to read on the 14th, right? He only has to read on the 15th, right? And others learn that he has to read both. He's the Maisa, when the 14th came, he still is chayiv in the 14th, even though he's somewhere else. But the 15th now is mechayiv him again to read the Megillah again. Menole de mishum ahu yom achoshik havasaya. Where do we see that? Just because one day you consider, normally the halacha is that you're not considered a part of the city till 30 days, till a year, for different things. When do you become a resident of the city to pay different taxes or whatever? It's at least 30 days. Here you say for one day already you're considered part of that city. Ben Kfar, Shehikdim the Korali Yom HaKnisa. Rashi says that Ben Kfar is talking where you read on the 13th. The Achar Kach Holach Le'ir, V'hoyer Shom Le'ila Yudal. You read on the 11th, the 12th, the 13th. and then you went to a regular unwalled city, right, and you stayed there the night of the 14th, plus till the daybreak. Do you have to read again on the 14th or not? So Rashi's learning a reading again. Other Rishonim learn that once you read it, you're Yotze, you're finished. You don't have to never have to read again. The question is, if you intended to be there, right, and you were away from there when they read on the 13th, or the 12th, or the 11th, and you were in the regular city, then do you lose your din, or do you retain your din? Then the halacha is, even if you intend to go back to your kfar before daybreak, you still have to read like the city. Because really, you're chayiv like the city. Except the rabbanon were nekel on you to let you read earlier. Here, if you're in the city on the 14th at night, you have to read with them. Kivnei ho'ir boi mikri. Kol ha'prozim zmanim be'arbosa. Bein kfarim bein ayoros. Really, mikra adin, all places that are not walled, read on the 14th. For Rabbanan who dakilu alayu lahakdim yomaknisa. The Rabbanan were makel on kfarim to read earlier. But if you happen to be in the regular city on the 14th, even only for the night, you have to read with them. V'honi mili dakilu alayu dein tzorek lauza relikros be'arbos or kisei be'kvar. When did they say you don't have to read on the 14th? If you already read earlier, that's if you remain in your kvar. But if you go to the city on the 14th, at any time, you're chayav to read with them. Okay? Mehechon korei odem es ha-megillah. Tanya, Reb Shim ben Yochai omer, mi balayla hahu. So this is another sheet, not in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we had three sheetas. We had Reb Meir, who says the whole thing. We had Reb Yehuda, who says Me'ish Yehudi, and Reb Yossi, who says from Me'achar Advarim Ha'eva. Now, in the Gemara, we have another sheeta, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who says that you read from, what's it called, Mibalai Lahu, which is much later. So the question is, why isn't this in the Mishnah? Why didn't Reb Yehuda Nossi mention Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's, who was his Rebbe? Rebbe's Rebbe, Reb Yehuda. Why didn't he mention his sheeta? So some say because it's such a kulatika shita, you have to start reading from the sixth parak, right? You skip the first five prakim, Rebbe didn't want to mention it. That lenient. But there's another girsa here, not Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, but Reb Shimon ben Elezer. Reb Shimon ben Elezer was a Talmud of Rebbe who only lived in the end of Rebbe's life. So it's possible when Rebbe wrote the Mishnah, he didn't hear this day of Reb Shimon ben Elezer. He didn't say it till much later. So after the Mishnah was already composed. That's why it's not included in the Mishnah. So Amar Rav Yochanan, v'kula mikro echadoshu. They all learn from the same pasuk, their halacha of where b'di'evid you can read the Megillah from and b'yotzi. V'atichtov Esther Hamalko Mordechai Yehudi eskol tokef. They wrote the strength of what? L'kayim ishmei apurim o'ela bismaneim. So they wrote kol tokef. So what is the Iker Tokev? Man domer kula tokvo shalach ha-verish. The one who said that you have to read, Reb Meir, who says you have to read from the beginning to the end, they wrote the Tokev of Achashverish. And the idea being that each one, the way the Achronim learn here, each one is looking at what was the Iker Nes over here, or what caused the Nes. One says that the Iker was that Achashverosh took out the Kelim Beis HaMikdash, and because of that, the Rabban Shem took Nekama on him, and the whole Nes happened. Right? But also because of the party. That was the cause of the Gzeirah, that they went to the party. So therefore you have to read from the beginning about the party. Okay. That's Reb Meir. Uman Diom Rami Ish Yehudi Tokfo Shom Mordechai. Then he said, no, the Iker Nes was in the Schus of Mordechai. So the tokef of the nes, the strength of the nes, starts from Mordechai. That's the reason for the nes, the schus of Mordechai. Uman diom ramiachrat vormeil tokef shel Haman. That the ikar of the nes was because of the rishus of Haman. The Rabban Shalom did a nes for them because Haman was such a rasha. It wasn't so much because of Baruch Mordechai, it's because of Or Haman. Some learn that's the pshat, ad lo yada bein Or Haman le Baruch Mordechai. What was the ikar over here? The rishus of Haman or the tzidkus of Mordechai. Uman diom b'lay lahu tokfa shol nes. That the actual nes didn't start till Achashverosh couldn't sleep. That's when the events turned around. So the tokef means the strength of the nes itself. Rav Huna Amar Mehocha. Rav Huna said that they're arguing on a different pasuk. Not the, what's it called, it's called tokef. And the question is, what was the tokef? Achashverosh, Mordechai, Haman, or the nes? The question is from this pasuk. Uma ro'u al kocha, uma higia aleihem. What did they see, and what happened from what they saw? What is that referring to? That's the ikkar of what Purim is all about, is what they saw, and what happened from what they saw. Man diomer kula maro achashverosh nishtamish bekevim shul beis hamikdash. Al kocha mishum dechashiv shiv mishana velo ifrit. Uma higia aleihem dekotel vashti. That what says that they what's it called saw what umaro al kocha umaygi aleihem umaro, what did they see? That Achashverosh made his party and used the kelim of the Hamikdash. Why did he do that al kocha? Because he thought that the Yidden were not going to be redeemed because the 70 years were up. What happened in the end? He killed Vashti, which precipitated the whole nation of Purim. See, that's what you have to read from the beginning. Right, what it's referring to is what did Mordechai see that made him not bow down to Haman? What is that? Al kocha the shavi nafshei avodah zarah, because Haman made himself an avodah zarah. Umahi ki aleihem distrachish nisa, and even though Mordechai now precipitated the gzeira, a nes happened in his chus. So that's what the pasuk means. And therefore, that's the ikkar of the Megillah and b'di'evad yoyotzi, if you read from Ish Yehudi. Uman diomer me'acharat dvorim o'eile by Haman, ma ra Haman sh'niskana b'chol ha'yehudim. Why was Haman upset with all the Jews? Al kocha mishum de Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachar, because Mordechai didn't bow down to him. Uma higi aleihem v'tolu also v'yesbon aleihem. So what happened to him? He got hung. So that's the ikkar of the, that's the ikkar of the Inyan. Uman diom v'laylahu ma roa chashverish lahavi yasefer zichronos al kocha dizeminte yester lahaman b'hadei. Why did Achashverosh call for his sefer zichronos? Because we said that he was upset that maybe Esther was plotting with Haman against him. And why didn't anybody tell him? Because he didn't pay somebody back a favor. So that's why he called for his sefer zichronos. Umay gialeyem disrachish nisa, that the miracle happened because of what he read in the book. Omer Abchel, Omer Abcham, Bar Guri, Omer Rav, Halacha K'divrei, Omer Kula. The halacha is like Reb Meir, even though normally, if Reb Meir argues with Reb Yehuda or Reb Yossi, we pass him like Reb Yehuda or Reb Yossi. So why are we passing like Reb Meir? Because the minig was to be machmir and to read the whole Megillah, and therefore the halacha became like that. The halacha became like Reb Meir. Vafilu mandi Omer miish Yehudi. Shricha should take suva kula. Even the Man Yomru says that you can read it from Ish Yehudi or Acharat Dvorim O'Ela or Balailahu. That is, if you read it from those points, you yotze. But the Megillah has to be written from the beginning to the end. And if you read from a Megillah that's not written from beginning to end, you're not yotze. They only are talking about from where in the Megillah do you have to read B'di'evit to be yotze. But what the Megillah has to be, everybody holds has to be from Vayehi b'Achashverosh till L'chol Zaro. Okay. Okay, we'll continue with it from here tomorrow. Rashi, we'll see Rashi. Where are we? Me'achar advorim ho'eila gidla melech Achashverosh es Haman. Kol tokef. L'kayem igeres apurim al tokef hikpid lahaskir. Since it says they wrote kol tokef, what was the strength of the nes? Tokfo shel Achashverosh umitchiloso himedaberes betokfo atzofa. The tokef, the strength of Achashverosh is from the beginning of the Megillah till the end. Umaro al kocha haMegillah nichteves v'nikreis lahodil l'doros maro ba'oso asman. The purpose of the Megillah is to tell us what they saw, what happened, and what happened. Shasu ma shasu. Meforish al kocha asu, uleforish mahigi ala osu. Right? What did they see? What did they do? And what came from what they did? So, what's that referring to? Achashverosh, Mordechai, Haman, or the nes itself?